Walker and I have been told to retire more than Dion Phaneuf has in the last 24 hours.
You know what? That's harsh. And, you know, I don't know if it's not deserved in terms of, you know, that kind of talk. Listen, I think Brendan Shanahan's not completely sold on Phaneuf moving forward, but there's a lot of value out there for Phaneuf. There's teams that don't feel the same way as some of the Leaf fans, and like the one that you just mentioned. He's just not completely the guy that that should be probably a number one type of guy or a captain. But there's value out there. There's teams that feel like he can help them if he's slotted in the right position.
Well, two things here. Doesn't it all come down to the new opinion, the new viewpoint of Brendan Shanahan? We know Dave Nonis likes him. He extended him for 7 years. And the second part, he plays such a big role on this blue line. If you're willing to move him, is this not an example of Brendan Shanahan saying he's maybe willing to take a bit of a step back in terms of the product?
Oh, absolutely. This is all post-Shanahan, you know, internal meetings and going through the whole forensic of the Toronto Maple Leafs hockey club. I think it was Lewicki on the Tim and Sid show that said that there's no one that's untradeable. So, absolutely. And let's face it, when you make your decision to keep the coach, then you move into other ways to make changes, and that's obviously player personnel. So you go back to, you know, two seasons ago with the meltdown of 10 minutes, and you wanted to give your leadership group a benefit of the doubt, and then you turn around and watch the 14-15 game debacle, and now you sit there and you say, we need to make changes.
Nick Kypreos, our guest live from Montreal. Yeah, and for Dave Nonis, I mean, to be in Brian Burke's front office and they give Mikhail Grabowski a big deal and 13 months later they buy him out. And then he signs David Clarkson, a move he'd never, ever make again. And then trades a second for Peter Holland and the coach won't play. It just feels like there's a lot of, if we're really questioning where Dave Nonis's power is, I don't think we would be anymore if a Dion Phaneuf trade happens, because we'd assume it would come from Brendan Shanahan.
Well, exactly, and those aren't Brendan Shanahan's moves. They're not his signings, and now that he comes in as president of the hockey club, it's his job to oversee everything moving forward. And you know, you can always hang your hat on certain deals. Obviously, Nonis' fingerprints are on a few. Brian Burke's have been on a few the last little while, and I think Brendan Shanahan has support of Lewicki and the board to come in and do whatever he feels is necessary moving forward. And if that means having a different look in your leadership, then that's what you do.
Nick,
it still might not be the easiest trade to make, but certainly they're going down that path to see what their options are.
You also reported last night that the Ottawa Senators are at a similar situation, similar impasse with Jason Spezza. It's different because he has the 1 year left, not the new extension with seven that kicks in. But if the Ottawa Senators are shopping their captain to the West, is this more to do with Spezza? Is it more to do with the where they feel the team is? Is it more to do with the emergence of Kyle Turris?
All of the above. All of the above. And it's crystal clear that Eugene Melnyk and the Ottawa Senators do not want to extend a contract out to Jason Spezza. So knowing that and Jason knowing that, then what's the delay? Why do you want to go into the last year of your deal and basically play it out as if a trade will happen prior to, you know, the trade deadline? So it's as if it's a trade deadline right now. He'll be moved. He'll probably be moved much like a rental. The price will be the same as a rental. They're looking for some big pieces, guys, already. I can tell you that. And we'll see where it goes. But most definitely, Jason Spezza's days appear to be over as an Ottawa Senator.
Before you go, by the way, Hockey Central Noon today, live from Montreal, also previewing Bruins-Canadiens Game 6. When you were a Toronto Maple Leaf, Dave Nonis said the other day, well, if you do anything based on optics in this market, you're finished. You played with really popular Maple Leafs, guys like Sundin, Gilmore, Kirk Muller was really popular, but you also played with Larry Murphy, and you also played with Todd Gill, and those guys had tough times with the fan base. I think we're all of the same mind on Phaneuf that he's never, without basically a cup final appearance, going to be a really popular with the fan base. Does this have any, they knew this though 12 months ago and 18 months ago and 24 months ago, so this can have an impact, does it?
You're asking me if it has an impact personally?
On whether Phaneuf's likability among the fan base has anything to do with why they would move him.
Yeah, I don't think that was a top priority.
Yeah.
Like, the bottom line is that that they don't see, you know, probably the true value of probably $7 million. they don't believe that moving forward, he's probably the guy that is going to lead them down the promised land, and I think they see value out there. So, you know, yeah, I mean, there's certainly a list of guys in the past that you have mentioned that have had tough times, and the fans can be hard on a certain amount of guys here, but I think this is strictly Brendan Shanahan saying that if we can make a few changes here and we're not doing it behind the bench, then let's start maybe with a guy that we think that we can move, and that's Phaneuf. There's interest, guys. It's such a tough position out there right now, defense. It's really hard for teams to look at their blue line right now and say, okay, who are we going to find that can play 20, 22 minutes a night? Phaneuf can. He's a minute eater. He just needs to be slotted in the right spot, and right now the Leafs don't have him slotted in the right place as a true number one centerman and a captain.